You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are bones? They're rigid supporting structures inside of our bodies, and not just human bodies, but other animals as well will have bones. Muscles, tendons, ligaments will attach to bones. So bones are important. They allow us to stay upright and supported, and they also allow us to move. Like a lot of organic materials or living materials, they have certain elements inside of them. Hydrogen and oxygen are very important. But bones also have other elements that are very important, including calcium and phosphorus. And then they also have a lot of proteins inside of them. Now, what's interesting is as adults, we have about 206 bones in our body. But as babies, we have about 270 bones in our body. All right, so what's happening? What's going on over time? Well, they fuse. As we grow, as our bodies grow, some of these bones will start to fuse together. So we go from a higher number, 270 bones as a baby, to 206 as an adult. The largest bone in the human body is the femur, and the smallest would be the ossicles in our ear. We have three middle ear bones, and they have some pretty strange names. The malleus, which is sometimes called the hammer, the incus, which is sometimes called the anvil, and the stapes, sometimes called the stirrup. They have those common names based upon the shape that they have, what they look like. Now, these bones are very important, these small bones in our middle ear, because they allow us to hear. We also have some other odd bones that people don't always think about. As an example, there's a bone known as the hyoid, H-Y-O-I-D, which is in our neck and it's attached to the tongue. It helps us with swallowing. As an experiment, you can actually feel a lot of the bones in your body. Even though they're underneath the tissue, the skin, you can feel some of these bones. If you reach back behind you and go along the central line of your back, you'll feel some lumpy bones sticking out. Those are the vertebrae. If you go to the front of your body and reach down around your stomach, you can feel your ribs. Now, the science of studying bones is called osteology. The scientist who studies bones would be known as an osteologist. Ology means study of, osteo meaning bones. And we've just learned a little bit about bones. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the Weekly Experiment.